Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. What up, Coop? This is the time of day that everyone looks forward to because they love to be reminded that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with me, then I guarantee DFH Company is the company for you. Just dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Check into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we have at our 93.9 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, they are offering $500 rebate on the Mitsubishi multi-zone systems. You don't want to miss that offer for the multi-zone systems or, like I said, the Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat or hard to cool room. A reminder, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Thursday, so around here we had Wing Zone. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone catering. 99 cents. Just mentioned ESPN Louisville, and that's good for 7 days a week. Or the Thursday special, which is 20 boneless wings for $14. Oh, man, it's trying to kill me. Order online, wingzone.com. Two Louisville locations, Hikes Point and Poplar Level. Location at Quarry Center. So, plenty.
One more additional plug, one more additional shout-out I want to throw in here. The Atria Job Fair in Louisville on Tuesday, starting at 11 o'clock at the Louisville Marriott East, 1903 Embassy Square Boulevard. You can apply. Again, I've shared the link on my social media pages. If you know anyone currently looking for either part-time, full-time, benefits or competitive wages, and you will merit increases, health insurance, 401k, retirement plans, complimentary meals in some situations, training, and growth opportunities. So again, the Atria Job Fair going on at the Louisville Marriott East, 11 to 5 on Tuesday, May 8th. So Steve.
All right, let's do it.
We, as a fan base, have been intrigued. We are optimistic, but even cautiously optimistic at all times because we're talking about putting the players that we love so dearly out in competition.
Yeah.
Joining us yet again for the newest announcement and addition is one Keith Otto. Keith, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's going on, my man?
Guys, I appreciate it. It's good to be back. Thank you again for having me.
Okay, Keith, because you're coaching this team, you have put yourself in a position to be unfairly ridiculed. Tell me in the challenges that have grown in your life as a coach since the last time we were able to speak to you.
Man, there actually have been some challenges. We're dealing with a little TBT injury bug. Jerry Smith, who we just announced the other day, is dealing with a dislocated wrist, so we got to get Jerry healthy. We're dealing with figuring out which regionals we're going to go to, whether it's Charleston, West Virginia, whether it's Columbus, Ohio. And then obviously on top of that, there's the fundraising component, which Card Nation's been great, you know, contributing to the GoFundMe page, and you know, we're trying, Luke and myself are trying to also sell these three major sponsorship packages to, you know, big companies in the Louisville area. So, you know, there are some challenges that we're facing, but you know, this is exciting. We're ahead of the timetable with the scheduling. So the roster needs to be officially, you know, announced on June 15th. So we're ahead of schedule here. We're having fun with it, and yes, we're dealing with a few conflicts every now and then, but we're having fun.
Okay, two things. Make sure you give out the GoFundMe or your personal contact information for people who are maybe just now hearing this for the first time. I don't know how that's possible. And also, have you caught any lucky breaks? Have you caught any fortune? Now, I hate to be the reporter that asks about the challenges and not ask about the benefits and the learning experiences, like
it's kind of RJ Barrett.
Yeah, right. So just Leah, like I said, talk about some of the fun and some of the breaks you've caught as well.
100%. Well, the GoFundMe page is, again, there's an Instagram page and a Twitter page. It's Louisville_TBT. The GoFundMe link is in there. It's also in my Twitter page, which is at Keith Otto, KEITHODDO. So anything that you know, you guys can contribute, whether it's $5, $20, it goes a long way. So then, you know, switching gears to the positive notes here, man, we're enjoying this. This is something that, you know, for me to get to reach out to a lot of these former Card players, you know, I'll be honest, you know, it's been a challenge getting a lot of the, you know, the top dogs that Card Nation really wants. You know, I'm doing my best, you know, with the Russ Smiths of the world, and we're recruiting them every day. But, you know, it's been really cool for me because we're starting to go a little bit farther down on the depth chart, as you would say. So you're getting to, you know, reach out to a lot of former Card players that, you know, for example, I got in contact with, this player's not on the team, but we've gotten contact with Edgar Sosa, for example, who played in 2006 to 2010. So for me, I was born in 1996. I remember watching Edgar Sosa play when I was about 10 years old. So this has been a really enjoyable process for me, getting to reconnect with players that, or connect with for the first time with guys that, you know, I looked up to as aspiring, you know, college athlete. So this has been a rewarding experience, and there have been some challenges, but, you know, this is fun for me. You're getting to recruit, you know, professional basketball players that put on a Louisville jersey and did a lot for this community. So, you know, there are worse things out there, and every day is exciting for me.
Okay, through my empathy, I know how difficult, I do realize how difficult your task is. I don't want you to give any names, but maybe you can give a percentage or a general number. How many guys do you think are just kind of don't want to put their crown up on the line, so to speak? Because, you know, had I been asked to play in one of these, maybe 2 years removed from Louisville, you know, with some nice numbers, and I don't want to use words like legacy and things like that, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, how many guys, you know, kind of are intrigued, but are like, I don't want to screw myself. I don't know how in shape I am. Like, how many guys seem to get a little bit of cold feet when it comes to something like this?
No, absolutely. And there's a part of that. You know, I think that, you know, these guys are, you know, they're professional basketball players. Some of them, you know, are mid-season. Some of them, you know, haven't played in a little bit here. But, you know, for example, I saw Shane DeHannon send me a workout video of him in the gym the other day. He looks fantastic. He looks, you know, in tip-top shape. You know, but the concerns are obviously there. I think with with some of these bigger names, the Peyton, the Kyles, the Russes of the world, you know, I think the fans need to realize that there is legitimate risk to doing this TBT. So, you know, to break it down, you know, these guys are overseas 10 months out of the year, 10 out of the 12 months. So, you know, the 8 weeks that they get to spend in their off season back in the United States with their friends and family, you know, that's really valuable time for them. So for us, you know, to be asking them, hey, listen, in your off season, can you come out to Louisville for a couple weeks? We're going to go to, you know, Charleston, West Virginia for regionals and Dayton, Ohio for the championship week, you know, to compete in this tournament. And you know, the money that, you know, you're obviously, we're competing to win this thing. But, you know, if you don't win, you come away with nothing. So, you know, you're asking these guys a lot, these professional basketball players, and there is an injury risk. You know, for example, some of these guys are on non-guaranteed contracts on their, you know, on their professional rosters. So if they were to come to the TBT, have a bad injury, and then that would cost them a lot of money for this upcoming season. So I think there's a combination of a lot of things, whether it's prime playing shape, whether it's, dealing with the injuries. You got to evaluate the risk and reward. And I think for some of the top guys that we're going after, that is a legitimate question, and you have to respect their decision.
Talking with Keith Otto here. I guess we can call him head coach of the Louisville TBT team. And there's a couple questions. One, I'll get to here in just a second, regarding name. First one, though, just a little fun one I'm curious about. How far back have you talked about Edgar Sosa, and I hate to say far back because, it seems like yesterday I was watching Edgar. But how far back? Is that the furthest back you've reached so far for a player or reached out to? I guess not reached, but reached out to? Or is there you went back further than 2010?
Yeah, and I've had some help along the way with Jeremy from the Card Sports Zone has helped me out a lot. But we got in touch with Tyquan Dean the other day. I think that's the farthest back I've gone. I'm in the process of getting in touch with Francisco Garcia just to kind of see where those guys are at. It's Tyquan Panero now. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Right.
But just getting in touch with some of those guys, I would say that we've gone from, I guess he was there 2002 to 2006, somewhere mm-hmm. in that timetable. So, obviously, we're talking to literally about any former Cardinal that you can think of. I guarantee that we've at least come in contact with over the last few weeks. So again, this has been a really cool experience. But I'd say that Tyquan Dean was probably the one of the older guys that we have talked to. I think that he is just wrapping up his playing career actually. So it's been an unbelievable experience talking to some of these guys, not only about their time at Louisville, but their outstanding professional careers. A lot of people, especially in the college basketball world, you lose tabs on these guys once they play overseas. You obviously see the Donovan Mitchells, the Jordan Wars, the Damian Lees, the Montrezes in the NBA, but it's harder to keep up with these guys that are playing at a high level overseas. So just to hear about these guys that have been playing for over a decade overseas, the Jerry Smiths, and hearing how they've evolved as a player and a person has been rewarding for me as a young coach.
One last one, and then we'll get to what I know everybody's waiting to hear. Since we last talked to you now, we keep referring to you as the Louisville TBT team, but we have a name, the three-time champs as well, as I saw a T-shirt hooligan and a few people have they've put out some merchandise. So let us know, how that name came about and a little bit about this merchandise and where we can get it.
100%. So the name was something that Luke and I kind of wanted the fans to have a really good, opinion on. So we were going through the Twitter page, and there was a lot of good stuff. There's some, Crumbs Army and stuff about the Yum Center and the people are talking about the bourbon and the whiskey, at Churchill Downs. I mean, you got the whole nine yards there, but with the three-time champs, I think that's, extremely, I think it's appropriate, especially given the fact that, we have Shane, we got Wayne, we have Luke on staff. This is something that for me, I that 2013 team was where I was really introduced to Louisville basketball. I mean, I saw those guys compete at such a high level and to win that championship, and see to, after talking with Luke and hearing his stories and how much that meant to the city, I really wanted to, put a little emphasis on that 2013 team, especially given, that we got some guys from that team on our team for this TBT. It was a little statement. I know Louisville's a tough town and, you got some people that really work hard here and that three-time champs, name, I think sends the right message about not only, what we're doing at this TBT, but I think it kind of, represents the city as a whole. And then to answer your second question about the merchandise, again, if you go to the Louisville _TBT on Twitter or Instagram, in the bio, in the top of the heading, is a link to the gear. It literally says gear with an arrow pointing right to the link. So, the company has been extremely generous, providing, all sales are going towards our TBT fundraising. So, anything, if you guys would rather get a shirt instead of donating $25, feel free to go get you some TBT gear. And again, it's got the three-time champs logo, and we're excited to get this thing going, man.
Well, no, without further ado, Keith Otto, please give us our next member of Team Three Times Champ, please.
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones.
It's Chris Jones, watching on Ball of Light. Let's get it.
Chris Jones.
Jones was terrific as well, 16 points, but the great stat line, he had 8 rebounds and 5 assists, really did it all for the Cardinals.
We really did have a spectacular game.
The second free throw, no good. 1, down to 9, the long range 3-point jumper is good, and Northwest wins it at the buzzer from 78 feet away.
How about Chris Jones? A 3, and then 3 more, 10 of 13 from the field. 28 points for the point guard.
Chris Jones comes up big for Louisville. First, he pulls up for the long 2, then drives and lobs it to Harrell for the finish. And last but not least, pulls up, pump fakes, and gets the tough jumper to fall. Jones finishing out the night with 22 points.
Chris Jones to the rim. Nice finish there. Extends the Cardinals' lead, and more from Jones. Again, breaks down the defender, draws contact. It would be a 16-point lead after the free throw. Jones had 17 points, also 9 dimes.
Chris Jones. It reminds you of him putting in work. Not only does it remind you of putting in work, let me tell you something. Keith, Chris Jones is absolutely the guy I feared playing against. The type of guy who, when we brought him here to the University of Louisville, he wasn't here to necessarily make friends. He wasn't here to necessarily, you know, like, he was here to play some basketball and dog some people out. That's the guy that I think your Russes and Peytons don't want to play against. Somebody like that hard, you know what I'm saying, just going that hard, going being that hungry for your TBT. So I actually think he is a perfect attitude fit to join the team.
He's an absolute dog. That's what, you know, when I'm putting this roster together, I think you're seeing it. You got, you know, you have a dog in Shane, you have a dog in Wayne, you got Big Smarto down low. You know, Jerry's a vet, but to get Chris in there, not only a guy that you can hand the ball to and say, go get me a bucket, but, you know, he's a guy that will lock in on the defensive end. You know, I was just watching a video on his Instagram page, and you guys can look at this as well, but he's a video. It's his first post up if you go to his page, and he's just, you know, just playing some kid one-on-one, and he's just getting into it. And you know, he's in a full stance. He's talking crap to the kid. And, you know, I think that's something that, again, that's a guy we want on this team. You know, we're not going to get, you know, similar to what Coach Mack would always say, you know, we're not going to get punked. And so, you know, having Chris on this team, a guy who's a veteran, guy who knows how to score the ball, but most importantly, he's gonna, you know, he can guard the best player, you know, best offensive player on the other team. You know, we're excited to get him on board.
Last question before I get you out of here, and I need you to handle it like a coach would handle it. So you really don't have to. It's one of those answer the question without telling me too much or without really answering the question. What is your offensive coaching style and defensive philosophy?
Yeah, I like that. But on the offensive end, man, we're going to push the ball. Once we release this full roster, you guys will see. But we're going to get into a lot of ball screens. We have a very skilled 4-man that will be on the team. So we're going to run a lot of pick and rolls through him. Chris is going to be in a lot of, you know, ball screen situations. And then, you know, again, get the pace moving. We're going to play up tempo. We're going to shoot a lot of threes. And then an attack, get into the paint, kick it out to some shooters. So that's going to kind of be our philosophy on the offensive end, you know, attack, playing ball screens and play with some pace. Then on defensive end, you know, this is where I really learned my Louisville philosophy here with Coach Mack, but, you know, we're going to be a heavy gap team and we're going to be tough. We're not going to get punked on the glass. And I think that's going to be hard for teams to bully us with guys like Smarto and Shane and Wayne and, you know, Chris, as you heard it in the highlight tape, you know, had 8 rebounds in that game. So he's a guy that can rebound the ball at the guard position. So I think that's the thing. You know, if you can limit second chance opportunities, take care of, you know, handle your own on the backboards, you know, rebound the ball at a high clip, and then that's going to get us, you know, allow us to push the pace on offense. You know, dominate the glass, push the pace on offense. I think we'll be in for, that's a good recipe to have.
Spoken like a true coach there. He built up the roster. I loved what he said and gave us a little tease about a possible four-man. Okay, I'm liking what I'm hearing here, Keith. I think Chris Jones, another great ad. And as always, we appreciate you coming on, and we're going to continue to push this out. Louisville fans can continue to donate and continue to help out and anything we can do. And hopefully we'll get you back on to hear another member soon, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on as always, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Absolutely. That was Keith Otto, head coach of the three-time champs Louisville TBT team. I think we'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus. Announcement was Chris Jones. Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me remind you, to address the competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS will offer a retention and attendance bonus to 2021. Starting pay is $14.50 per hour. Employees on select shifts will also receive an additional $300 weekly attendance bonus. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. UPS is now offering a $100 attendance Sunday bonus for all employees that have a Sunday through Thursday work week. Now offering a $75 bonus for all night shifts and employees, not including the $100. So if an employee works night shifts Sunday through Thursday, their weekly bonus is $175. Visit upsjobsky.com for more information.
Yeah, well, let me to help Brian out a little bit, and
because
it's
our clients,
it's important that you hear this for a second time, right? Indeed. I'm excited. All right, I'm really excited about Thursday. Wing Zone. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering at ESPN Louisville Studios. Try that ESPN Louisville special. It's 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Just mention ESPN Louisville. That's good 7 days a week. Or do the Thursday special. It's 20 boneless wings for $14. You can order online at wingzone.com. Two Louisville locations, Hikes Point and the Poplar Level Road location at the Quarry Center. First text comes in, says, they checked out the TBT gear and will definitely be donating to the cause. So
that's a good start.
Jump out there and grab and then. You did a good job, man. Like I said, and even teased a new another member, you know, that's coming along. So
okay, so here's the problem. Let's lighten up things a little bit. Actually, can you take advantage of our Mitsubishi Mini Split? Because at that hour, boy, I'm burning up. I've been off balance all day, people. I'm sorry if
you,
I have.
Listen, let's do this on air really quick. Because as a friend, I was going to wait till after the show. Okay. And I was going to say, I think we have a good rapport with each other where we don't, you know, we don't get upset with each other and stuff. And I was going to say, you were a little off today.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you've done a bad show. I mean, just like your
yeah.
your vibe.
Oh, no.
I was like, it's been a little off today, man. Is everything good? Yeah.
I woke up way too early.
Yeah.
Couldn't go back to sleep.
Okay.
You want to know. Okay, here's what happened, Steve. This is a terrible habit. I kicked this habit a long time ago.
let's just relax and have this conversation, people. Just bear with me for a second. I picked up a bad habit of playing something in the background when I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
I did a great job about not doing that, and, you know, no radio, no music, no movies on the laptop. You know, I was doing such a great job, Steve, right?
Right.
So then there's a movie. I enjoy some quirky movies, you know?
Sure.
Like Adventures of Pluto Nash. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Have you ever heard of that, Brian? The Adventures of Remo Williams. Have you ever heard of that? It's old stuff. Okay. Well, anyway. There was, you know, I have certain go-to movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how every once in a while, like your Prime or your Netflix will take off one of those movies that you enjoy just kind of playing in the background, right?
Right.
So they took off my movies that I enjoy playing in the background as of late.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get a total new, you know, a new one that I might just enjoy kind of as I'm dozing off in the background, right? I underestimated how many explosions and car chase scenes.
Yeah.
So I couldn't sleep because the movie, it was funny. The movie's funny and kind of good, right? Texter says Remo Williams is awesome. Thank you very much, Texter.
Ah, okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you keep waking up during the car chase scenes or during the explosion scenes or something like that, right? And I roll over, and Steve, I could not sleep. And then it was one of those things, the birds, they were like, come on, Marcus. Like, you know how we do. Like, get on up. And I'm just like, not today, fellas. Not like this.
Yeah.
Right? So I know I didn't sleep 90 full minutes mm-hmm. last night, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep, probably not 90 full minutes, Steve. And I don't sleep long as it is. So when I sleep my three, four hours, I need that sleep. I go into deep sleep. I never got to any REM sleep, right?
Yeah.
So I get to work, and I get into the garage. And I just leave my car on. I leave the heat on.
Yeah.
And I just lay back in my car.
Uh-huh.
And Drew said something to Mark. And it just kind of, when he said Mark, it sounded like somebody was saying, you know, in my brain, it said Marcus. And that kind of like woke me up out of it. And I'm like, damn it. Because that like, I was just getting a cup. I thought I was going to get like 30, 40 minutes of good car sleep, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, if I, you know, too close to game time. I got to get in here and get some notes, get some set, you know, get stuff set up and everything. So I'm just like, I knew this was going to be one of them. Like, you don't got it today. Like, your lunchtime nap is going to be, I'm going to crank up that air, Steve. I'm going to make sure I don't keep a computer or any sound in the room. I'm glad it rained. So that means they're not going to cut the grass, right?
Yeah, probably not. Well, we do got 20 minutes left, so. Is it cool to get on with a little bit more of this Coach Mack stuff? Because there's a couple things I really want to talk about with this.
Quarterback Steve, take it away.
All right. Because he did talk about two of the new additions. And
that was the most unempathetic transition I ever
heard. Yes.
You call yourself a friend and you were like, yeah. Okay, back to Coach Mack.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah.
Get it together later on.
But I'm actually really excited about this too. So he did talk about two of the new additions and teased another addition that's going to most likely be coming. We don't have to really get to too much of the sound. We can just talk about it. I mean, I don't mind. By all accounts, Roosevelt Wheeler has been impressing a lot of people. I think when he got here, I think when they saw him play a little bit over the first day or so,
what were you most excited about, them talking about him playing or him being in shape?
Him being in shape, because, I mean, he's coming off an injury too. And when you hear he come in ready to go. He come in ready. I mean, you know, and it was funny, they did make the joke later that he kind of ran his mouth a little bit and ended up with butt cramps. So
he said big personality. Did you hear in particular what he was doing to get butt cramps?
Yes. Yeah, what tell people. What are you talking about as far as
manual resistance exercises?
Yeah.
Now, anybody can look cute in a weight room, throwing around a couple weights, when you have your technique right. But have somebody have you stick your hands straight out in front of you.
Yeah.
Fully extended arms. And have somebody pushing down on your arms, right at your hands, and you're pushing up against their arms.
Yeah.
And then reverse it. You push upwards and have somebody pushing your hands downwards.
Yeah.
Boy, those cramps are going to come in your muscles faster than anything. And I love the idea of just working with natural body weight.
Yeah.
Natural balance, natural body weight, natural resistance, because it isolates those muscles so well. So that means in day one, you were trying to lift your legs or do something like that.
Yeah.
And he just, like, even if you're just squatting and he's just putting his hands on your shoulder, pressing you down while you're trying to stand up. Like, that isolation exercise work is like.
And you're freshman, so he's giving you the business a little extra.
And you know, like, coach is enjoying.
Oh, yeah.
Every bit of that.
And then he moved on to Mike James. Actually, you know what, Brian? Go ahead and play that Mike James clip. I think it's number 8. Can we grab that one real quick?
Thing is, Luke, for the first time in my life, I met Mike James on Monday afternoon.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I probably have FaceTimed Mike about 100 times, done a few Zoom calls, but physically met him for the first time on Monday, which is just honestly hard to believe. If a kid, you know, signs an NLI with you in November, you've generally seen him in person a handful of times. You've seen him in AAU in July. You visited his high school in September, maybe had a home visit. Maybe the kid, you know, came on his official visit or unofficial. For Mike to walk in the first day and look the way he did, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, he is put together. Kettler said we don't need to add any more weight to you. Obviously, you got to get stronger and whatnot. But he's got a great frame, and we're excited about Mike.
How about that? Listen, I recruited a guy. I recruited this class and never got to watch any of them play in person.
Yep.
This is all film. This is all scout. I bring the guy in. Strength coach looks at him and goes, oh, yeah, now we good.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, we're going to put a little strength on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, yeah, not weight, but strength.
Yeah. We're gonna add a little strength to that, and that dude's ready to play. And you could see it in that picture, too. I mean, you could see how built he was.
Yeah, square, really square shoulders, you know.
Now, my question to you is, he says in the interview, and this is obviously what a lot of people are going to want to care about, but, I mean, so up to this point, we love it, okay? Up to this point, we're going coaches, ready to go. Malik, on the right track, looks like you're ready to go. Newcomers. Like them, ready to go. And I think those two in particular, I mean, Ellis has played JUCO ball. West obviously played at Marshall and Norlock in Florida. So I think you separate those, Wheeler and James, from the other three.
Yep.
Kind of. So, yeah. So they're ready to go. Everything good. And then he says, I think we're going to add another piece.
Where are we going with the other piece?
Yeah.
Let me get to the phone line really quick. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
What's up, Maimon Rummage?
What's up, man? Good.
Hey, one thing real quick from yesterday. You were talking about your smell and your perfume and your cologne.
Indeed.
Me and my wife are in Nashville. We're from here.
Okay.
We get on an elevator. This lady asks her, she's like, what are you wearing? I get ready to tell her. My wife gives me that little subtle hit. We get off the elevator, and she goes, don't you ever tell a woman what type of perfume I'm wearing. I'm like, babe, we are in Nashville. We're never going to see this woman again. But, yeah, that's a no-no. So I learned real quick, whatever she's wearing, that's her business.
I didn't know that was a woman thing. This is new to me. I thought it was just a male thing.
Oh, no. She let me know right off the top. You never let it. I don't want anyone else smelling like me. I said, I got it.
Right. That's the point.
The second thing, with all these Hall of Fame coaches leaving in the ACC, is Chris Mack now the darling of the ACC? Is he the guy now that demands the most respect when it comes to recruiting? Will he step in and take the void of these two Hall of Fame coaches? I'll get off and I'll listen to you.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
This is what I'll say. He has as good an opportunity now as anybody NCAA decision withstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get it, like I said, if you don't get a tournament, if you don't get a big, NCAA hit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What he's done puts him in the conversation of the next gen tops.
Mm-hmm.
What you do without that 50% negative recruiting hit, your sky's the limit.
I'm telling you, where they have them preseason this year is going to be a success for Louisville basketball. Because they are tremendously underrated going into the season.
In your opinion?
Yeah, in my opinion. And they are going to be a successful story. They'll finish in the top 25. They're a team that I don't know if they're going to win a championship. We'll see. I haven't saw them on the floor yet. So, I mean, as far as that goes, to know that will be a – if this is a championship-style team, and we'll see what we add. You know, maybe you add another piece that you're like, oh, okay, you know. But I do think they'll have a successful season, to your point. Mm-hmm. So, and you're, kind of year one after that. I mean, and then a lot of this team comes back. I don't know that you have too many guys on this team. Malik's going to be gone. I don't know that you have maybe a Sam pulls the trigger, if you allow me to use that, just to head to the league. But it's not going to be a mass turnover with this team. And we already know you're bringing in Baby Davis and a couple more, probably only one or two more. And it looks pretty good with those. So you add a couple extra pieces to that and maybe a transfer portal guy. I mean, and you're going to be right back in the top 15 the year
after. Is this a catapult year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Absolutely. That's funny. But
so this has been like a team and then a rebuilt team.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then so I'm interested to kind of see what this year happens, because, I mean, sure, could they overachieve this year? Maybe.
What's the shortest player you can bring in?
Can't be smaller than West. West can be the smallest guy.
He has to be the smallest. So you can bring in 6'3"?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you bring. And that's what I was asking you. I mean, what would you bring? Because at this point, I think I'm probably best on the board. Right?
Nothing. I don't want anything under 6'4", 6'5". 6'5" is the smallest.
Then you probably want a big, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because, I mean, right in that middle.
Of course I want a pogo stick.
Yeah? Because right in that middle tier, I mean, you're pretty stacked. I mean.
I want a pogo stick because when you watch the threat of the alley-oop on a Utah,
mm-hmm,
who knows when to throw it up or when to throw the bounce pass back door.
Mm-hmm.
It's a threat that you got to have, man.
Yeah.
You got to have a pogo stick style jumper. You know what I'm saying? To break any kind of pressure, to break up any 1-3-1 zones. Yeah. You got to stick somebody that loves to dunk back behind that defense.
Yeah.
I get a pogo stick, six and a half and up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like one of those guys. I need a litter jumper. I tell you what, we'll catch that phone line again. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's up, guys? I know I'm calling in a little bit late, so I'll make it quick. Just based on Coach Mack's enthusiasm and, the size that we have all across the board, do you think that this is probably one of the most physically talented teams that we've had in a while? And also, is there a chance that maybe Mike James could be that dark horse starter like Dre Davis was last year? And I'm going to just hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Yeah, because, I mean, that's
– if Mike James grows fast on the defensive end, Coach Mack is going to love him.
Yeah.
And when you watch Mike James' high school film, he seems like one of those guys who enjoys it.
Yeah.
Who enjoys being in defensive position, just like Dre Davis. And if he's 2 inches taller than Dre Davis, like he kind of looks, he looks like he might be a legit 2 inches taller than Dre Davis.
I know.
If he's that much taller than him and has that energy, yeah, watch out for him cracking the lineup.
Yeah.
It might look totally weird. Or,
that's what I say. That's why I'm like, I don't know where you really have a need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point.
And I want to see how high he can really jump, too. Because some of his videos, he looks like he can sky, and some of them are like, he barely getting that.
Yeah, yeah.
But give him a resistance training.
Sure.
Some, you know, two people are going to increase their hops like majorly.
Yeah, yeah. And so I found it interesting to say, because I would have probably bet we didn't use another one. So to hear him say and kind of emphatically say, like, no, yeah, we'll probably add somebody else. Because you forget Matt Cross. I mean, Matt Cross isn't on campus yet. He'll be here.
So basically, don't be alarmed if you hear, if you read or see myself and Steve exchanging all possible transfer portal players, because we are also, I think, is it legal for you and I to reach out to transfer portal kids?
Absolutely.
And say, you need to call this number.
It's probably not at all. But we will. Speaking of reaching out, do you know we might have a – are you ready for this, Brian? You know what we might have on next week?
Who?
A WWE superstar.
Okay.
To hype up the event coming to Louisville.
Is it somebody who's been on with us before?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't even know who it would be. I'm just saying, hey, WWE superstar. I have no idea.
Because we had a wrestling, we had an Ohio Valley wrestling star. Oh, yeah, that was, that was the guy you tagged. Yeah, it was your tag team.
Yeah, yeah, that was the Pope. That was Elijah Burke. But this is somebody who is currently in the WWE. We don't know who it is, but Drew Diener was nice enough to pass that to me. And so next week we will have somebody. I don't know. I don't know if they're coming in. I don't know what. But
it's exciting. I know you'll be pumped.
It will be a fun I think it'll probably be over the phone, but it'll be a fun interview. So
gotta
a fun
wear your wrestling
time.
Gear.
Yeah, and look, I'm just going to sit back and let Maven have it. Just
congratulations, Dana Evans.
Yep.
You are going now at a spot where you're loved and cared about in Skytown.
Yep.
So I'm happy about that. That was pretty much me catching myself up on all the notes.
I got a congratulations too. Goes to Louisville baseball catcher Henry Davis, who was named an All-American today.
Of course he was.
Very well, yeah.
Shout out Henry Davis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Brian, bail me out on this one. I need to go get some sleep.
Yeah, we need to get Marcus out of here. Yeah, we need to get Marcus out of here. Please go home.
Oh, my God. I need some sleep, y'all. Hey. Don't call me, I'll call you. Anybody, listen.
I can't believe we went a whole show without Brian talking about Louisville going back to diddle.
I know, I didn't even bring it up.
No, man.
I'm going to try to get tickets for that game.
Don't call me before 6 o'clock.
Fair enough.
And that means you. Whoever thinks this don't apply to you.
It's you.
You too. You as well. Golly, I can't believe I made it through 2 hours, Steve.
I was wondering a couple times, not going to lie. I was wondering.
YouTubers, sorry. I just had to pack up and be ready to go. Is Wings on here yet?
I hope so. Hope there's some Parmesan garlic back there. Process, back off.
What about Mitch?
What did Mitch do?
It took Mitch 2 seconds to start Mitching. We announced Chris Jones. And Mitch is Mitching, putting out flop videos of Chris Jones the moment it got announced.
Dude, what Donovan Mitchell did to Mitch over the last week.
That's a good point.
I get it why he made
this.
That's
a good point.
Hating Louisville right now.
He just went straight for Chris Jones flop videos.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell embarrassed them. Like, embarrassed
them. That's a good point.
Yeah, it was ugly.
He made John McGrath look like he don't belong there.
I know. I give him a little credit there. Or a little leeway. Not credit, but leeway.
Stop Mitching.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Middays and Marks, maybe.